What's good, y'all? Welcome to episode 3 of Hitting the Streets with No Punches. I want to say a quick shout out to everybody that listened to episode 2. I'm really grateful that y'all are enjoying the series, and you know, like, let's keep it going. Per usual, I want to give my shout out to Amir Browse, Mondays at 4 o'clock. Also, I want to give a shout out to my guest in the booth. It's Henny.
What up? We back at it like a bad habit.
You know, DJ Henny, no DJ, you feel me?
Just straight up Henny.
Just Henny, yes, you feel me? So, before I get into the nitty gritty, you're probably wondering, No Punches, what is this episode about? Why am I here? What am I listening to? Well, I'm going to tell you right now that we're all in this together. No High School Musical, because today is all about collaborations, okay? This, X that, you feel me? All about working together. But before we get into that, I want to know a little bit about my guest. Who is this in the booth with me? I'm not with a stranger, because I know you. We homies, you know? We go way back. Not like way back, but you feel me? Yeah, Henny, like, what brings you to hitting the streets with No Punches? Tell me.
Yo, you already know this has been a long time coming. We've been talking about creating a podcast, talking about sneakers, and it wasn't in the making, but I'm so glad he was the first to, like, start it. We've been talking about it since last term.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been talking about it between me, you, and Adam, the sneakerheads, obviously. We've been talking about, like, how we wanted to create a podcast, and when he finally did it, I was more than happy to come and join him and talk about some sneakers.
I love it.
I can talk about a little bit about how I got into sneakers. I wasn't really a big sneaker fan when I was a kid, but I started out definitely when I moved to Portland from Texas.
Oh, okay.
I had my little cousin here, and he was like four or five years old, like, younger than me.
Okay.
And he was the one who introduced me to sneakers and also, like, resale stuff and like that. And so I think I remember my first shoe that I copped were it might have been the ceremonial Jordan 11s, the white and the gold ones. Those, like, we was supposed to resell them. I think they came out for retail. I think they were like about $190, the Air Jordan ones.
Mm.
I mean, Air Jordan 11s. But yeah. I started with those. After that, we just went sneaker for sneaker, reselling shoes, doubling up, making our money back. Right now, I'm wearing the Air Jordan Dory Bakers.
I see that, the DB7s.
Exactly. These came out, I think, 2 years ago.
Right.
2016, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
During winter break area. And I remember I camped out up, like, over 14 hours to get these shoes.
Out in the snow.
And this wasn't about money. It was more about the love of the shoes. I really enjoyed Dornbakers. And they were like one of the hardest shoes to get. And who doesn't want to get a shoe that no one else can get?
We talked on the last episode about hype, you know? Like, everybody wants to have that thing that's exclusive to them. You're just trying to get up on these folks, you feel me?
Exactly.
And so I definitely feel like that energy and that pursuit and wanting a pair like the DB7s. They're currently reselling for like around 400 to 700 on Flight Club. It seems like you really like them, so you might be trying to, you know, keep them together, but I don't know.
I actually got two pairs that same day.
Okay.
So I was able to flip one and make my money back for the other one.
See, that's exactly what we were talking about. Like, once you're able to get that pair and hit the flip, then you could, you know, then you could go and buy another pair after that, and so forth.
That's how I learned about copping sneakers, first of all. My cousin was a lot smaller than me, a lot younger than me, but he taught me this one thing. He said he never waste your own money to buy sneakers.
Never do.
When you can resell and make the money back. And so since then, every time I buy a shoe, I make sure I buy another pair to flip and one for me to keep.
Mm.
That way I don't really lose any money.
That's smart. I mean, do you ever have a time where you want a shoe that just isn't gonna have like a big resale value? Drewski told a story on the last episode about like the Hair Ones, where a guy bought like a whole bunch of pairs of the Hair Ones, and he just wasn't able to flip them because there just wasn't that demand. Or do you only go for the big name exclusive?
I usually, when I'm trying to resell, I would not go for a bust. I'll go for the most hyped shoes. But
okay,
when it comes to shoe that I want to wear, like, I remember I got the Air Jordan 4 Pure Monies. They weren't reselling for a lot, but
yeah,
I really just wanted the pair for myself. They were all white.
Okay.
And Air Jordan 4s. And so when it comes to sneakers that I really want,
yeah,
I would just get them.
You'll just buy one pair?
Exactly.
I feel it. Okay. That makes sense. Now that we know a little bit about your history, about your pursuit and how you kind of got into the game with your younger cousin, where are you now with sneakers? Are you still that avid fan that wants to buy the next newest off-white, or you know, or like that next new hyped up release, or are you just kind of more chill? You're like, you know, I just want what I, you know, I want what I like, you know.
I'm a lot more chill. I'm a lot more chilling right now than I was back in high school. But I still go for the most hyped shoes. I still, to this day, I go for every Off-White shoe, every collab shoe, every Travis Scott shoe, any hyped Yeezys, you can call it. Yeah. Name any shoe, I'll go for it. I was actually listening to the past podcast. And you guys were talking about the 10s. I have a funny story about the 10s.
Bro, tell me about the 10.
About the 10s. I remember they dropped, I think they started 9 or 8:30.
Yep, yeah.
I skipped all my classes that day.
What?
Just to cop a shoe, and I didn't get a single one.
Bruh, that hurts.
I took 9 L's in one Bro. Day. I took 9 L's. We got one after one after one and after one.
We got similar stories in. Yeah, you already, if you listen to the podcast, you already know how mine went.
Yeah. It was horrible. It started with the first one. The app shut down, and it was, before you even know it, it already sold out. Second one dropped again 30 minutes later, and then the app was crashing over and over again.
Man,
I was getting heated. That's when I lost my mind. But it was like, when that happens, I get mad for a little bit, but then, you know, there's always more shoes coming. So
right, there's always that thing that just draws you right back in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel it.
But I'm more like, I feel like if I really want a sneaker, I'm gonna get them. Like recently I got the Off-White Converse.
I saw
those dropped a while ago. A couple months back. But I've wanted them since then, and I couldn't get them because they didn't drop them on sneakers or anything. They dropped them
on
Converse app, and they sold out pretty quick, and only a few people had them.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to pay resale for them.
Yeah.
So I actually waited 2 months, found the right combination, and I only paid $200.
You only paid $200 for the Off-White Chucks.
For the Off-White Chucks.
That's a success story. That's the stories we like to hear on Hitting the Streets with No Punches. You feel me? Because that's triumph. That's a victory.
One thing I've learned, like, over the course of reselling, is knowing your connections. You gotta know the people you sell to. You gotta know who's buying. You gotta know who's getting all the new shoes. And so I was able to like connect with a lot of resellers and stuff. And so I had a homie in Portland that was able to get the shoes for resale, or I mean actually for retail. And so I talked to him, paid $40 over the retail, just $40, and they go for about $350 to $400 right now.
So I
capped a lot.
So as someone who, like, because I'm not in the resale game, you know, hey, I buy what I like and, you know, keep it pushing. So, but as someone who's in the resale game, how do you go about making those connections with folks? You know, how do you go about like forging that bond so you can hit them up later when you want like Off-White Converse?
It all starts with, you gotta go, when you go to stores and you're waiting in line.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, you're going to see a lot of familiar faces like every weekend. And so you got to talk to them and be like, yo, so what you up to? What you do here? And so there was this dude, I remember his name was Johnny, and I seen him every weekend. Any drop, he was at Nike, he was at Bait, any store you said, he was there.
Okay.
And I was always wondering, like, why is this dude always here? Every time I'm here, he's always here. So I talked to him, and apparently he buys hype sneakers from here to Portland, ship them to China, and sells them for double, triple the price.
Wow, so
he was the one who was able to get me the Off-White Converse Chucks, and for $200, it was a steal. It was a big steal.
That's interesting, because like the sneaker game really takes a different shape depending on where you're at, because like a lot of the releases that they get, we don't get. So like those very first, the white Off-White Jordan ones, those released like in Europe first. Same with the suede pack of Jordan ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like we ended up getting the green and the blue, and I think overseas they got the red and the yellow pair.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah,
that's true. I do remember that. And then also, I was on Instagram the other day scrolling through sneakers and stuff, and I saw the sneakers app EU, they dropped in the Off-White Blazers for retail.
Wow.
They dropped them here a while ago, but they haven't, you know, redropped or anything like that. But in Europe, they're actually dropping them next week.
Which pair of the Blazers?
The Off-White ones with Serena Williams.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They drop it in the Nike sneakers EU app.
Okay, that's hella cool. I think this is a good point to segue, actually, because we've talked a lot about collabs, like the Off-White Serena Williams Blazers, which is really, it's a three-person collab between Nike, Off-White, and Serena Williams, arguably best athlete in the world, my opinion, don't care. Anyway, moving forward, this like past 2 years has been a great year for collabs. We've had Levi's collab with Jordan Brand for the Jordan 4s. They also collabed some years back on a pair of Jordan 1s that aren't really big with collectors nowadays, but were kind of a big deal at the time because they released with a pair of Levi's 501 jeans. We also had the renowned artist Cause drop a pair of Jordan 4s. Mm-hmm. Sean Witherspoon collabed with Nike on a pair of Air Max 97s mixed with the sole of a Air Max 1, right?
Yeah. Arguably the best sneaker of 2018.
You might be right. That corduroy?
Yeah.
That corduroy was...
Yeah, people argue about how it was the best sneaker of 2018 sneaker drop.
And then he's coming back with a blue pair.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It was either those Air Maxes or the Air Jordan 1s off-white that were the best sneakers of 2018. It was between those two.
Yeah. Jerry Lorenzo of Fear of God recently had his shoe come out. Two shoes, right? Two or three?
I've only seen two.
Okay. I think it might have been two, yeah. He recently had a collab with Nike where he got to design his own shoe. That came out recently. Travis Scott, of course, LaFlame himself, Cactus Jack, has been doing a ton with Nike. He has a pair of Air Forces, a pair of 4s, a pair of 1s, a pair of 6s, a pair of 33s, like just doing a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, and not even to mention everything that Virgil Abloh's done with Off-White, like we've talked about that. This is going to be the third episode that we're still talking about Off-White when hitting the streets with no punches. All right. He's going to come up a lot more because, I mean, he's Virgil.
He's changed the game.
Absolutely.
He's changed the game.
I mean, that's like having a sneaker podcast and not talking about Kanye.
Exactly.
Like, that's like having a sneaker podcast and not talking about Tinker. Like, he's going to get brought up again. So y'all just going to have to get used to hearing the name. But my question for you, Henny, is... what is your favorite collab in general? And then also, what's your favorite collab like recently?
Okay.
And recent can mean whatever you want it to mean. Past 5 years, past year, maybe past 6 months, you know, it's up to you.
I think recently my favorite collab has to be the Travis Scott Air Force Ones.
Ah.
Those have to be both of them. I remember they had the sale one that dropped recently, and then they had the all white one.
Yeah.
That dropped at the beginning. Those are just crazy. Those sneakers have a lot of details.
Oh, a ton. I mean, and you
the swoosh, them. You can switch out the swooshes and stuff. They got three different sets.
Yeah.
And they glow in the dark. They're crazy. The details in the shoes pretty crazy. I was actually lucky enough to get two pairs of the sale ones when they dropped. I actually resold the one and then I kept the one. Kept the 10.5s and I sold the 10s.
Something interesting is that there have been a lot of people going and dyeing their Travis Scott Air Force Ones.
Exactly.
Have you seen those?
It's made out of canvas, so like it's just a blank canvas and people can do anything they want with that. You can get really creative, and that's what's really important because people get the red ones are pretty far.
We had the interns pull up a picture of some dyed Travis Scott Air Force Ones. I recommend that you as a listener, I recommend looking up a pair because they're really dope.
When a sneaker like that comes out, it really like makes the community be creative with their shoes. It's great.
Right.
I've seen a lot of people make like crazy designs with their shoes. But with the Air Force Ones, with the all white canvas, you can go crazy with that. And I'll say in general, my favorite collab in general, that's a tough one. It probably is gonna be the Kaws and the Air Jordan 4s.
Really?
Yeah.
The Kaws 4s. Which pair?
The black ones.
The black. Okay.
The detail in those are crazy. I actually got one pair though. I think I got them for retail. It was $350 last year, and I resold them. I think I resold them for like, if I can remember, it was about $600-$700 around that price. So I really made a lot of money off of that. But those are crazy sneakers.
Yeah.
The Kaws are just like legendary. I don't know.
Yeah, because there's the gray pair. There's the black pair. And then, I guess maybe there was just the gray and the black, yeah.
Yeah, they dropped two sneakers at the same time. And the way they did it is because they didn't want people to sell the shoes So you actually had, when you were buying the shoes, you had to agree that you wasn't gonna resell the shoes. And if you did, they were gonna find you. But I went back to Portland and I resold it to the store. So they couldn't find me. If it was online, they were able to find you. But if you sold it in person, then you didn't have any problem with that.
I mean, how much did you sell the Cause Force for?
I think it was around like 600, 700. And I got it for 350.
Oh, that's steep. That's steep, but I mean, you
they
know
they go for a lot more now. If I waited on it and I sit them for a while, they probably could have sold them for a lot more. But
oh, you knew what you were doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like, when I get my sneakers, I like selling them right away. I don't know why. I don't like to keep them.
Yeah. A lot of people would pay good money for Deadstock, especially if they're a year old.
Like, I have a lot of Deadstock shoes, and I get this all the time. People talking about how they want to take them off of my... What do you say? What am I trying to say?
Take them off your hands?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Or take them off your feet?
Exactly, bro. Yeah. I couldn't count the word. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, there's all type of terminology that comes with, like, selling shoes. There's like dead stock, which usually means never worn, or there's VNDS, which is very near dead stock, you know. So that's like maybe worn once. People say worn once a lot. So yeah, there's just once you like start getting into reselling, there's a ton of stuff to learn about the mechanics of it, how it works. You make sure you ask for a couple pictures, because sometimes people be like, oh yeah, worn once. It's like,
yeah. Nah, also, right. Dead stock can mean like sneakers that are not gonna come out again in a while.
Yeah,
like sneakers that I've dropped and they're not gonna drop for another couple of years.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we call those dead stocks too. Let me ask you a question though.
Oh okay, yeah. Ooh, asking me. I love that.
I wanna
see. I think
you're
the first host to ask me a question.
I wanna see.
Okay.
What's your favorite collab?
What's my favorite? Oh, that's a good question. I would say recently my favorite collab has been the Off-White Jordan 1, just because I really, really like the way that Virgil took a shoe that, as a sneakerhead, everybody's familiar with, you know, the Chicago, and he really made it his own and changed it and switched it up. I would say recently my favorite collab, it's kind of hard to say off the top of my head, but the Levi's Jordan 4s might be one of my favorite collabs. Just because like you said with the Travis Scott Air Forces, the opportunities for customization is dope. I think in general, like just in terms of fashion, I really like denim as a material, just because like it's very personalized. Everyone knows that like if you buy like a fresh pair of jeans that are like really good quality, after you like wear them, you know, over like a couple months, like they'll start to like kind of like fit to you, you know, they'll distress in certain places. Like I have old jeans where I put my wallet in the same pocket all the time, and so now like the outline of my wallet is kind of like worn into the jeans, you know.
Yeah.
And so like with the Levi's 4s, that same thing kind of starts to happen, like as people step, you know, like the fabric like kind of lightens and softens in certain places, like fits just to your, you know, just like to your foot. So I really like those.
If you can get any shoe, any collab.
If I could get
one,
any shoe.
One though. It has to be just one collab.
Ooh. Okay, see, I'm a big fan of the Wear Your Kicks movement. You feel me?
Okay.
So I appreciate a Grail for what it is, you know what I mean? Like if it's like a beautiful limited shoe, you know, I'm not gonna wear it into the ground. But at the end of the day, like it's still a shoe, you know. And I think, you know, like as part of like fashion, you know, and just like your own personal drip, like I feel like people should wear the stuff that they love and put a lot of money into. So I would say the Lance Mountain Jordan 1s. Like if you're someone that like really likes to wear their shoes, that is a perfect shoe, because like it's pretty much a Jordan 1 completely covered in paint. Mm-hmm. And like as you wear it, it starts to flake off.
They dropped a similar kind of shoe this year when they dropped the Air Jordan 4s all red. And then over time, there's a design under the red. You can never tell if they're new or not.
Exactly. I feel like a lot of people didn't really like them when they first came out. I wasn't as much of a sneakerhead when they first came out, so I really slept on them. But now I regret it so much.
Like, do you wear all your sneakers though?
I do actually. There's some shoes that I have that I don't wear because I don't like them as much.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I have a pair of wool threes that like they're cool, they're comfortable, they're nice and warm, but I don't know. I mean, I don't really wear those as often. like also old pairs that I have that are just kind of beat up. I don't really wear as often, you know. I have a pair of Spike Lee Spike 40s that I got for free that I don't really wear because like they're not retros. I don't know. Not to say that like I'm like I only wear retros, but like you know.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have pairs that you don't bust out often?
I wear all my sneakers, but within my sneakers, I have my beaters and I have sneakers that I wear to special occasions.
Of course.
My Yeezys, I try to keep them clean. My Travis Air Force Ones, I don't wear them a lot. I try to keep them clean.
Yeah.
I don't clean my shoes a lot, and so I don't want them to get them dirty.
Yeah. Which Yeezys do you have?
I have the all white cream ones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Those are I got for retail. They dropped them so many times. And that's like a big reason why Yeezys is now kind of dead.
Right.
The resale market is gone.
Actually, Yeezy's a perfect example because we're talking about collabs. Like, what collab has been more influential for like sneakers than Yeezy? It's kind of gone to the point where like, I guess you could say Jordan brand started out as a collab, you know, between like Nike and Michael Jordan and kind of turned into its own like subsidiary of Nike. Yeezy's just kind of done the same thing with Adidas. It's really weird to see that happening now, you know, especially when in like 2016, 2015, Adidas Yeezys were like they were it. If you had a pair, you were that dude.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Now every other person has any Yeezys. It also depends with the hype stuff. You know, companies like Nike and Supreme, they want to keep the hype, so they don't release a lot of stuff. But with Kanye, his goal was to make sure everyone was able to get a pair of Yeezys.
Right.
And with that comes price. So like once everyone has a shoe, then no one wants to get a shoe that everyone has.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
It's interesting because he also talked about how one of his goals were that he wanted to he said something briefly about trying to make Yeezy into like kind of a disaster relief sort of thing, to where like he could like, if something, some like terrible event happened in the world, he could go and like give them clothes, you know. And like he actually ended up doing that with a bunch of the cream Yeezys. He went and like took them to Africa and gave a bunch of kids.
Gave out thousands of pairs.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of pairs.
Which is dope because you don't see a company doing that with a product that's so desired by a lot of people. Like, true, you don't see that happening. True. So I guess it kind of speaks to the different intentions that he has with making his brand more than just fodder for like hype beasts, you know.
I respect that.
Yeah,
because then it's more about like the brand than like the money, you know, like the hype. And that can influence a lot of, like, it can influence every community. I feel like that's why when you do collabs are really important, because let's say there's a community of Jordans and there's a community of Off-White, and when you collab, you bring in this community together,
right,
like over one thing that like they love, which is sneakers. And that's just great to see.
Hey man, like we said, the title of this episode, we're all in this together.
Exactly.
bringing it all in. And so I think we talked a lot about the prevalence of collabs in the community, why we like them, and what they do for society at large. Is there ever a time when collabs aren't good for the culture, or that they're like kind of bad or detrimental? Like, what do you think?
That's a tough one. I don't know. What you think?
See, I feel like there's always like a good and a bad side to everything, you know. I think sometimes collabs just seem like cash grabs, you know, like they're just trying to find something that's like really hyped up, or really like this niche thing, and then just like kind of go after it, and there's not a ton of thought put into it. You could say an example of that would be maybe like the Nike Justin Timberlake, right? Justin Timberlake's performing at the Super Bowl. Right. What was this, last year? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake performs at the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden he has a Jordan shoe.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of publicity, right? And then they release them during the Super Bowl. That's an easy way to get headlines. Not to say that that's like a bad thing, because you know every brand wants to get publicity for themselves. But yeah, you know, I don't know.
And it's funny because I haven't seen a single person wearing Justin Timberlake Air Jordan 3s. I have yet to see one person wearing those sneakers. It's kind of funny because when they dropped it was, the resale was pretty high and people were just going for the resale. It wasn't like for the love of sneaker. So I think collabs do sometimes ruin the love of sneaker and it just turns all about money, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There's also like a lot of collabs that like aren't well publicized, like Reebok. Yeah, Reebok did a shoe with Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know if anyone knew about that, but like, I mean, cause Reebok's not a brand that's like really pursued by a ton of people, but I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, no, that's why I like the Cuffs, cause the Cuffs, what they did was they didn't want people to resell the shoes, so instead, before they released the shoe, I remember the owner was saying how he wants people to wear his shoes just because they loved his shoes. He didn't want people to resell them and all that.
Yeah.
So when there's collabs like that, it helps the community. But then you got collabs like Justin Timberlake, like you said.
I can't speak for Justin Timberlake personally. I think his collab was dope. I want to buy a pair of the brown ones, like the brown Justin Timberlake threes. I'm still looking to cop a pair. They're only like 300, and I'm like, I might have to drop that 300 because the details, man. But like, yeah, there's a lot of collabs that are just kind of weird to me. Like Adidas is doing a collab with Game of Thrones. I don't know if you knew about that.
I actually didn't know about that.
Yeah, or Adidas also doing a collab with Dragon Ball Z.
I was going to say that. I was just about to say that.
Oh, okay.
But those shoes were fire, though. Those shoes are fire. I feel like those shoes are legendary. Because there's a lot of people that are fans of Dragon Ball Z. I don't know if you're a huge fan. I'm not a big fan, but
I love Dragon
Ball. I know a lot of people that got them just because.
There were a couple ones that I liked. I like the Gokus. I like the Shenrons. I like the Cell. Did they do a Cell pair? I can't remember.
Sure. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I do know definitely that I like the Gokus. I like the Shenrons. And I like the Vegetas. Those are all Dragon Ball Z characters. Look those up on your own accord if you don't know what we're talking about. But yeah, I had the interns pull up a pair of these Adidas Game of Thrones Ultra Boost. Now, I have my own opinions on Ultra Boost. I have my own opinions on Adidas and on sock shoes. I think that all three of those things are not tapping into the same energy that into the same energy that's kind of propelling the sneaker culture right now. But you know, that's besides the point. But yeah, I don't know, Henny, what do you think of these shoes?
So you're doing six pairs?
Yeah. Do you watch Game of Thrones? Are you like kind of familiar with it?
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So like you see the White Walker?
Yeah.
Winter is here. And then these are...
Oof, okay. I don't know if I like those.
House Stark.
Would you get a pair?
No.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Ultra Boost. They're really comfy.
Yeah.
They're really comfortable. Bro.
Oh, absolute. Adidas Boost technology, like the cushioning is remarkable.
The Boost is crazy.
But I mean, I have a pair of 350s, so like I don't need the Boost like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the Boost like that. I ain't got to do it like that.
Which pair of 350s you got?
I have the Beluga 2s.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I see.
I'd prefer the Beluga 1s, and honestly, I'd prefer the Turtle Doves, and even being more honestly, I'd prefer a pair of Yeezy 750s, but it is what it is. I had to take what I could get.
They haven't dropped the 750s in a while.
I don't know why. They're dope. I really like them.
I feel like the high tops are just a little too much. I don't know. I feel like you can't wear them on a daily basis. You're gonna have to match them with something.
Oh yeah. I mean, you gotta really put effort into your fit to pull those off. I feel like there's something you wear with like a coat, you know, like a long coat or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's something you can just casually. I don't think you
casually
can
just rock it, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta be very intentional about it. Like.
I got a good question though.
Oh, hey, yay. I love questions.
I was gonna say, do you like the Adidas collab with Kanye or the Nike collab with Kanye?
See, I mean,
and what's the difference? I don't know.
Okay, see, now it depends on if we're talking specifics or if we're talking about in general, because I think that in terms of like changing the culture, right? I think the Adidas Kanye has changed the culture more than the Nike Kanye due to like longevity, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So Nike put out two models. He put out two silhouettes with Nike. He's put out what, like five, maybe more with Adidas, right? And so just that longevity has kind of had its own influence, right? It's made Yeezy like a household name, whereas before, if you knew about the Kanye Yeezys, it was because you really liked Kanye West or you really liked sneakers. But aside from that, it was something that like you hear about and then it's gone, right? Kind of like the Sean Witherspoons, right? Like you hear about them and they're a big deal, but nobody's really talking about the Sean Witherspoons in February 2019.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah, I see what you mean.
I think in terms of like being very, very specific, I think that the Red October Yeezy 2 from Nike is one of the best design shoes of all time. Like it's top 20 for me.
Agree with that. 100% you know? Agree with that. I was going to say the Nike collab with Kanye, those Yeezys,
yo,
are what made the Yeezys right now.
Oh,
if it
absolutely
wasn't for those, I don't think Yeezy would be like as popular as it is right now.
Bruh, the Red October was just like a groundbreaking shoe. Like I think the Red October is a grail for like 90% of sneakerheads. Like 90% of sneakerheads would be like, yo, the Red October is like amazing, groundbreaking, changed everything. Hey.
Yeah, nah, not only that, it also changed up the resale game. The resale game has been for a while. But when the Red Octobers dropped, resale of these shoes were going 500%. They were making a lot of profit after that. I don't know how much they go for now. Probably like a couple grand.
I mean, we can have the interns check.
Let's see.
Let's put the intern.
I was off by a lot. What is it?
Bro, 6.7
grand.
8 grand. 8.7 grand.
That's bands for a sneaker.
15 for a size 14.
Oh,
15 God. Grand for a size 14. So like
these changed up the resale game pretty.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and the Flex was powerful.
If he got those and you wear them, like I don't know,
you're that dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to rub you or something.
I mean, honestly, like, bro, you could be wearing a trash bag and walk in with a pair of Red Octobers, I'm like,
I'll still respect
fit.
You. Yep, I'll still respect you.
Man, like I'll be, bro, you, I'll be like, dang, you see the way the red trash bag handles match the shoes?
Exactly.
I'll be making up excuses for why it looks good.
Nah, I feel like these shoes don't even deserve to be worn out though. I feel like if you got these shoes, you need to put them in a glass case.
Oh,
don't take them out the closet. Just keep them in there.
I mean, I'm strongly wear your kicks, but I think I agree with that.
I have some sneakers that I don't want to wear because I'm too scared. Like I'm gonna ruin them. And if I had these shoes, it would be like that. I wouldn't wear them.
What's the one pair of shoes that you would just never wear if you had them, aside from a Red October?
It'd probably be the Eminem 4s.
The Eminem 4s.
Those shoes cost money. I'm talking about 20 grand, 30 grand. Like I would never wear these shoes.
These Eminem 4s that he's talking about, they're another three-person collab between Carhartt, Jordan Brand, and you know, the rapper Eminem. And the price for these are really all over the place. A 7.5 is 18,000. An 8 is 25,000. An 8.5 is 20,000. A 9 is 21. Like it really just jumps all over the place on these. I think I saw a pair sold for 40,000. This was like a couple years ago.
Yeah, they go for a lot now either.
Yeah, like
I've seen a couple of people buy them on YouTube. A couple rappers bought them for like 22 grand.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know. I don't really think they're for me. I mean, they're all right. They're just kind of nothing about them.
They're not like anything special. What makes them special is that it's a collab with Eminem, and there's not going to be any other single shoes coming out. You know, this is what we call the ultimate dead stock. This is a dead stock shoe.
Definitely.
And if you're a sneakerhead, you need to have a couple dead stocks on your...
Oh, absolutely. I mean...
In your closet, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just essential. If you're a sneakerhead, you have to have your one grail, you know, the one thing that like, this is it. You know, like this is my baby.
Exactly. For most people, it's usually like Air Jordan 1s, the classic ones.
Right.
I'll say some rare 11s.
So when it comes to, this is a question for you. This isn't about collabs. When it comes to you and your personal taste, do you distinguish between the year models? So like, are you like a 2001 is different than a 2003, or do you not really care? You know, if you're gonna buy Space Jam, do you care that it's a 2016, a 2011, a 2008? Does that ever come into your mind when you go to purchase?
Not really. I try to get the most recent ones because those are the easiest ones to get for me.
That's
It'll be
true.
Really hard to get, you know, 2002 shoes or like an 05 shoe or 2010, 2010 shoes or anything like that.
Right.
So
right.
I try to get like recent shoes. But this is really a good question because I used to be into Jordans heavy. Like I would only buy Jordans. But
yeah,
over the course of last year, I have switched my interest into like Air Maxes and VaporMaxes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And like Converse now. I started like really like getting like really into Converse. And so I've changed it. Like I don't buy Jordans no more. I rarely buy Jordans. It's all about the comfy shoes that I want to wear on a daily basis.
Yeah,
I've bought a lot of Air Maxes over the course of like the past 6 months. I don't know.
What's inspired you to kind of jump ship? You know, what's inspired you to change your focus?
It really only one shoe changed it, and I'm a big soccer fan. I've played soccer whole life, and so I remember last spring they dropped the Cristiano Ronaldo Air Max 97s,
right?
And after those I did not want to stop. They were just really comfortable shoe. The detail was crazy. They had a snakeskin print on it.
Yeah,
they had the Portugal colorway going on with the laces and everything.
Yeah,
those changed up the game for me.
See, yeah, that was one of those shoes that I don't remember it being extremely hyped or extremely talked about, you know, but it just kind of shows that it doesn't have to be just something that's hype for it to be something that is really, that someone's really passionate about, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of times, I think a lot of especially sneakerheads who don't know as much about the industry will kind of go for the things like, oh, it's Off-White, or it's, you know, enter this name here. You know, that's a really big collab. And, you know, like, it's okay just to like what you like. You know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, it's a general release. It's releasing at every Foot Locker, you know, on the planet. If you like it, that's cool. You know, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That ain't no problem.
When it comes to sneakers,
ain't no problem.
That ain't no problem. That definitely ain't no problem. When it comes to sneakers, the way I look at it is what, like, I try to, explain myself with my sneakers, you know?
Okay.
I used to be heavy into reselling Jordans and stuff, but
yeah.
Like I said, I've dropped all that. I've been low-key loud about it. So lately, I've just been like buying shoes that like I really like wearing, or like that can like show off my fashion. I've been getting into fashion lately. Like,
oh, okay.
So
drip too hard.
Yeah.
Don't stand too close.
Exactly.
Okay.
Dripping too
okay.
hard. I need a mob.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, Henny. I know you was doing it like that. Nah. Okay. I love that. I love that. But you know, we've been talking for a while. And so I think it's about time to close. Good night. And thanks to you, my listeners, on episode 3 of Hitting the Streets with No Punches. Like I said in the beginning of the episode, we're on this together. So to bring it all together, do you have a closing statement, Henny?
Appreciate you for bringing me here. It was a good time talking with you, talking about sneakers, talking about something I really love, I'm really passionate about.
Right.
So I just want to say thank you for that. And shout out to all the listeners, too.
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to the listeners. Now, the thing is, this is the first time that Henny's been on the show, but I think we've had a really good conversation. So you'll be hearing more of Henny, I hope, if you want to come back on.
We can talk about a lot more.
Okay, bet.
About more.
Bet. I love it. Episode 3 of Hitting the Streets with No Punches, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Sure.